have a couple prayer requests this morning. The first one is continue to pray for Ed Brown as he seeks employment. He did get his CDL, so now it's the next step, seeking employment. And then continue to pray for little Kyson. This is my little cousin. Well, she's not little. It's her grandson. My cousin Amanda's grandson, Kyson. The other day, they had to call 911 because his oxygen got down to 40-something. Praise God, they was able to crank up the oxygen in liters and get his oxygen stabilized. Mm-hmm. So let's just continue to pray for them and him. And then pray for our very own Miss Tina Dobbs as her and her daughter, as they traveled for tennis tournaments today. That's why Miss Tina's not here today, because they're having some tennis tournaments. So let's pray safe travels there and back.
Okay. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have promised that you would meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Father, and we just lift up Ed Brown to you. Lord, we thank you, Father, for providing him employment. Lord, you have just the job that will be a perfect fit for him. And Lord, you know where that is. And we just ask you, Father, you promised to meet of all of our needs. And Lord, you told us that we would work by the sweat of our brow to earn our living. And so, Lord, he is being obedient to you, and he is looking for employment so that he can meet his needs and the needs of his family. And so, Lord, we just ask you to provide that perfect job for him, Lord, that he is well suited and that he can do well in, Lord, and that he can bring glory to your name by showing this excellent spirit that we're talking about, Lord, to his employers, Father. And we pray that you would give him favor and that you would give him blessing, Lord, and that you would cause him to do well, Lord, in this job. Lord, and we ask you, Lord, for Kyson. Lord, you know everything that is coming against him, every situation. Lord, we thank you, Father, that you were able to cause his oxygen level to be raised the other day. And we pray, Lord, that you would continue to be with him. Continue to bring him out, Lord. Continue to touch his body, Lord. Do a continual work, Lord. Father, I always say, Lord, that you don't leave things unfinished. You finish what you start. And so, Lord, I pray, God, that you would finish what you started in Kyson. Lord, meet every need that he has, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. You can do the things that man cannot do. And, Lord, we just look to you to be his sufficient one. Lord, his sufficiency, our sufficiency is in you, Lord, and we look to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord God, and we thank you for your provision, Lord, in every need that he has, in Jesus' name. Lord, and we just pray, Lord, for Tina and her daughter, Lord, as they travel for these tennis matches, Lord God, we pray, Father, that you would protect them, that you would go before them and prepare their way. Lord, and I even ask that you would help them to do well in this tennis tournament, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord. You're concerned about everything that happens in our life, Lord. And you're able, Lord, to give us favor. You're able to give us abilities, Lord. You're able to strengthen, Lord, what we can do and add your anointing to it. And it just... we do better than what we think we can do. And so, Father, I just ask for success today in their travels and in their endeavors that they're putting their hand to. In Jesus' name, and we give you praise and glory, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for all of your many blessings and all of your benefits, Lord. You do so much for us, Lord. We fall far short in giving you glory and praise and honor and blessing for all of the many things that you do. Lord, there's too numerous. We can't even name them all. Lord, and we just thank you for being such a great God and that we have the privilege of knowing you and that you are so wonderful to meet every need that we have. And even the desires of our hearts, Lord, you say that if we delight ourselves in you, Lord, that you will give us the desires of our hearts. Because, Lord, when we delight ourselves in you, you put in our hearts the desires you want us to have. And then when we want those things, it's easy for you to just supply them to us, Lord. And we give you praise, Lord, for you being such a great and wonderful God today. In Jesus' name we ask these things, and we give you praise for them. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen. So the month of May, excuse me, so for the month of May, Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic has these bottles, and you just get a bottle, and you put your change in it. They will toss you a bottle, and then you put your change in it for the month of May, and then you toss it back at them. Uh-huh. And then they use these funds to help change the lives of people. Uh-huh. So if you would like to get a bottle from Heart to Heart, all you have to do, they are located at 500 South Lusk in Elk City. You can call them at 580-243-2229, or you can just mail a check or whatever, however you want to do it, to P.O. Box 2122, Elk City, Oklahoma, 73648, Heart to Heart Pregnancy Clinic. Western Plains Downed Bikers Association, Motorcycle Awareness. The event is May 13th, 2023, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Elk City Convention Center, 1016 East Airport Industrial Road, right here in Elk City. The Refuge Church is now located at New Liberty Church. The address is 18304 East 1140 Road in Sayre, Oklahoma. Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey will bless your shoes and socks off, y'all. Prophetic Voice Ministries is located at 616 North Locust Avenue right here in Elk City. They are our sponsor for today. So stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
When life changes, you have to adjust, like downsizing your household or selling a business. When we had to do that, we called Grant's Auction and Realty. Our family has used them for two estate sales. Mike and Cindy Grant are really organized, and they lot and catalog every item. If you're a seller, that gets you top dollar on your items. And if you're a buyer, cataloged items let you study what you want and know about when they'll sell. When that time comes in your life, call Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. The quality of life is not based on the ups and downs, but what you gain in these times. There's always something good in every situation. I know this can be hard to understand with all the bumps and bruises we encounter. It's not what happens that matters. It's what did you receive through that encounter. Encounters can knock you down or lift you up. The decision is yours.
You know you need to get your oil changed, but you keep putting it off because your day is already too busy and you don't want another interruption. We want to do something about that. Barber Dyson Ford will come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. At work, at home, anywhere. You don't even have to think about it. Just keep doing what you're doing and we'll take care of the rest. No interruptions. Barber Dyson Ford, Elk City, only at BarberDysonFord.net. Let us make your life a little bit easier.
This is Pastor Chasten Music with Gateway Church here in Elk City. Our address is 4227 West 3rd Street, just a mile and a half past Tractor Supply. Reach us by phone, 580-225-4646. encourage you to come and join us just as you are for any of our service times. Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. worship, Sunday evenings at 6 p.m., or Wednesday nights at 6:30 with Bible engagement. We are a church that loves people and loves God. Gateway Church, we are stronger together.
We hope today's...
We are back. You are tuned into the Hour Power this morning. Our guest for today is Miss Mary Fullerton. Her title for this morning is The Spirit of Excellence. Back to you, Miss Mary.
Okay. Well, we were talking about Joseph and how he was in Egypt and how he made himself known to his brothers. And he told them, he said, I want you to go home and get my father and bring him down here. And Pharaoh gave them wagons to bring their children and everything. And so his brothers went home, and he said, they told their father Jacob that Joseph was still alive. And they said, he is governor over all the land of Egypt. And it said, Jacob's heart fainted, for he believed them not. And then they told him all Joseph, which he had said unto them. And when he saw the wagons which Joseph had sent to carry him, his spirit revived. And he said, it is enough. Joseph, my son, is yet alive. I will go and see him before I die. And so he went down to Egypt and was reunited with Joseph. And then he just stayed down there. You know, they just lived down there. And he passed away, but he had told, he had asked Joseph, he said, promise me that you won't bury me here in Egypt. He said, take me back to Israel, to the land of Israel, and bury me in our family gravesite. And so Joseph did. They took him back and buried him. But, these people that I was talking about, they had an excellent spirit, and it set them up for success and prosperity. And there is a, we can be that same way. There is a scripture in 1 Samuel 13:14 that says, the Lord has sought him a man after his own heart. That's what God's looking for. He's looking for people that are after his heart, that will follow him. And won't lean to their own understanding and their own way of doing things. But, and he will bless that man, because those kind of people, they draw people to God. They draw people, and he uses them. He uses their lives as a testimony. And so there is a scripture in Ephesians 3:20 that now I want to share, that will kind of sum up what is can happen to us. And it's Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him, now that's, we're talking about Jesus. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We have the power of God working in us, because God lives in our hearts when we're Christians. God lives in our hearts. And so we can do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. He can do that because he's got all power in heaven and earth are in him. And he lives, and he equips us, because he lives on the inside of us. And when we have a task to do, he gives us the wisdom. He gives us the instructions. He gives us the how-to. And he causes all things to work together for our good. Even if the enemy may try to withstand what God wants to do, but God makes us an overcomer. And he puts the enemy under our feet and makes us. He says in Luke 10:19, I give you power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. So he makes us conquerors, and we win. We're winners. As long as we stay on God's side, we're winners. And we've got a lot to look forward to because he's preparing a place in heaven for us. And he's going to come back. It's the next thing on the horizon. We don't know when, but the signs of the times are pointing that way, that it is soon to happen. Soon and very soon, even faster than what we can even imagine. Jesus is coming back to get us. And then we're going to live with him forever and ever in his presence. And guess who's not going to be there? The devil isn't going to be there. And the presence of Jesus and the absence of the devil is the best things about heaven. Oh, we're going to have streets of gold. We're going to have a mansion. But all of those things pale in the fact that Jesus, we're going to be in Jesus' presence forever. And the enemy won't be there to torment us anymore. That's what I'm looking forward to. Blessings on you. Y'all have a great week and a great month.
Yeah, when we get home, we won't have to worry about that dumb old enemy no more.
No.
He'll be done.
Yeah. And he knows it, too. He knows he's already lost.
Yeah.
But he wants us to forget it. Yeah. And he wants to lie to us and deceive us. And he wants to make us turn our back on God so that he can take us with him. But, you know, yeah, we're not ignorant of his devices.
Right.
The Bible says we're not ignorant of that. God exposes him all the time.
You know, whenever Miss Mary, whenever I'm on here and I share testimony, you know, and sometimes the Lord has me share things that I just would prefer not to, you know, not to, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But I do anyway to do my best to be obedient to God,
yeah,
to my Father. And so when he says share it, I do my best to share it.
Yes.
And a lot of times, I'm going to be really honest, a lot of times, even during me sharing it, the enemy comes and starts attacking on me with these thoughts, you know, well, that's stupid. Why'd you say that? Why'd you share that? You know what I mean? And when I'm done and I finally get a break, you know, I'm done with everything here and I can have a minute, what I do is when those attacks come, I just giggle and like, well, you're attacking me already. So that tells me that what I'm doing for the Lord and what he's having me share is powerful and necessary, even though I may not want to share it and be so transparent. If the Lord puts it on my heart, he's going to use it for good.
Yes.
And when the enemy starts attacking me on what I'm sharing, I just kind of giggle and be like, sucker, now because you're attacking me already with all this nonsense, that leads me to believe that what I am doing does matter.
Mm-hmm.
What I am sharing is going to help someone. So your attack is confirmation to me that I am being used for his good.
That's right.
And your attack is such confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like, thank you, sucker. Now get away from me.
Yeah. He doesn't know he gives himself away.
Yeah, it's like, thank you for the confirmation.
You would think that after a while he'd learn a little bit.
Yeah. You know.
Can you repeat the verse?
Get a mic so people can hear what you're asking right there, Mama. And there's a little gray button at the bottom. There you go.
It's Luke.
Yes, ma'am. The verse you just shared, Luke something.
Luke 10:19, I believe.
I like Luke. I'm reading Luke now in my Passion's translation.
Let me go over there. Luke 10 and verse 19. It says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." See, the devil's under our feet. Jesus made sure he was the one that conquered him. And he said, because I overcame him, you can overcome him. Because I give you power.
Yes.
I give you the power to use my power and my authority and my name. And at my name, every knee has to bow and every tongue has to confess that I am Lord. And so, devil, that really means you. You know.
Yep.
You know that you've already lost. And he's already reserved your place.
Amen.
The hell was made for the devil and his angels. It wasn't made for people. But if they mistakenly choose to serve the devil instead of serve God, whoever you serve, that's where you spend eternity.
God doesn't send anyone. He does not. Our Abba God, our Father God, does not send anyone to hell. It is a choice.
Uh-huh.
It's like,
they choose you this day.
It's like if I say, hey, Mary, you're coming with me. You're going to my house today.
No.
Come on, you're going to my house today.
No.
You know what I mean? That's the same way. You know what I mean?
That's what we have to do. We have to say no to the devil.
And, you know, we have a choice. Are we going to go to our heavenly home where our Father wants us to be with him for eternity?
Yeah.
Or are we going to turn our back and stub our nose? No, I think I'm gonna do it my way. I'm gonna go over here. I don't need you and what you got for me. I'm good. Thank you though.
Mm-hmm.
It's a choice that we make as individuals to turn away from or to turn to.
That's right. God does not want us to be robots or puppets.
Nope.
He wants us to serve him because we want to. And he is so good. He is so good. I don't know why anybody would want to serve the other master.
Amen. And you know, God's not going to come down and just take you
and make
say,
you do
okay,
it.
You're mine. We're going home. He's not going to be like that.
Uh-uh.
He's going to say, hey, I got so much more for you.
Right.
I've got so much more.
He adds no sorrow.
Yep.
But that's all. The Bible says the devil comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. And so there's sorrow aplenty when you serve him.
Yep.
That's right.
I always enjoy the food you bring to this table. I love the food God prepares in your heart to bring to this table and serve.
It's just the word of God. And, you know, I mean, he just brings these things. I mean, I never know what I'm going to say. But he says, open your mouth wide and I'll fill it. And he does. And so I just give him all the praise and all the glory because, you know, it's his anointing.
Amen.
His anointing.
You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning, y'all. And you know I'm going to say it again. It is the most powerful hour of my day. From all of us here in the studio, myself, Monica Lovell, my mama, Eva Fleming, and Miss Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed day, and we'll see you next time. And stay tuned for a word from Pastor Dwight with the Truth Broadcast, Thorns and Roses.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com or The Rock Christian Music on Facebook. Download the Paragon Communications app where you'll find The Rock Christian Music and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray.